Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. This is an interesting night because we are going to be closing out 1 year and starting anew. So exciting stuff for you on the show tonight. This is Kelly Fox, and with me I have Terry Sayer, my beautiful co-host. How are you doing, Terry?
I'm doing great. Pleasure to be here.
Good.
With you, and I'm excited to hear what your new goal is for the new year, and just looking forward to another beginning with all of these amazing steps.
Yes, I am too. I am super excited. So as we start all our shows, how was your week last week? I know you had a busy one.
I certainly did. We got home from Washington, D.C., because our last show we did in Washington, D.C. So we got home on Tuesday, very late on Tuesday. And then Wednesday I did a workshop, and Thursday I headed up to Three Rivers, which is about an hour northeast of where I live, where we went to a retreat with my Leadership Tulare class, which is a class that I facilitate. That was really an exciting 2 days. I have seen participants, and I had my friend Rita come, and we facilitated leadership skills and team building and just developed rapport and building a collaborative community. I left from there to go to Pasadena, where I attended an amazing workshop with Dr. Jeff Spencer on goal achievement and facilitating his goal achievement roadmap, his champion's mindset. There were 17 of us there, people all the way from worldwide speakers to CEOs to authors, filmmakers, and me, and Karina Elliott from Arizona, who's another Fearless Living coach. And we were there as great as anybody else that was there. So it was an amazing opportunity to kind of practice not being triggered and to live in my essential nature of compassion for myself and others. So it was a great opportunity, and we can talk about it as we move along through the evening. But I resonated with his presentation at our retreat in San Antonio in September. He's developed a visual system. It's a shape of an egg, because an egg is one of the strongest entities on the earth, is the egg shape, and it just goes around through 10 steps of preparation and performance that result in achieving your goal the first time you try. So it's really an interesting revelatory system that just helps you to see maybe where you weren't spending the time that was necessary in preparation to be able to really perform at a level that you can achieve your goal the first time you try. So that was pretty exciting. I had a great time, really spent some quality time with Corinna and developed our connection in a deeper way of understanding as we were working towards goals together. We ended up being each other's partners, so we helped each other to achieve a goal that we set down there in 2 hours. And then we also did a hike. On Sunday morning, we did a hike down through the canyon. He lives there in Pasadena, and down through the canyon, and it was really beautiful. And we got to a spot that was, his house is up on a cliff, right, looking into the canyon, and he was showing us that was his house by, you know, pointing out a few markers. And he was standing next to the sign that says, "Stay on the path, beware of rattlesnakes and poison oak." you know. Mm-hmm. So talking about how important it is to stay on the path and, you know, not to get distracted. And then he said, but this is the way we're going back to my house, up the cliff. Beware of rattlesnakes and poison oak.
Yeah.
So there were six of us out of the 17 that had met at 6:30 in the morning to do this hike, this gentle hike, he called, in his preparatory materials that he sent out. So I thought, well, I climbed a glacier this summer. I guess I can climb up this cliff. So it was dry because, you know, we're kind of in a drought here in California, and so the earth was not real solid. So I kind of went in a zigzag, just going across, not straight up. And then I would stop and hang on to the rocks or hang on to some vegetation or whatever it took to. I didn't stand up real tall. I kind of bent down and went that way, almost like on my knees, but I wasn't on my knees. And I noticed I was at the front. There were three guys. They went ahead of us, and I was the first woman up the and the three other women were behind me. They were kind of doing the same thing. Well, I put my hand down near this one rock, and there's the skin of a rattlesnake. You know, they shed their skin as they grow. So there's the skin right next to this little hole that's going into the rock. And I think, oh, my gosh, there's probably a rattlesnake in there. So I pick up the skin, and I said, here, is this a good evidence that we're, you know, we're taking a risk and we're moving forward on our path? So he kept the rattlesnake skin, but got to one place where there was a big rock. And one of his big things is that when you're on a team, you start together, you finish together, and you win together. So if anybody needs help, the rest of the team goes back and helps. One rock that was just really too big for me to climb over, so this younger kid that was there came back and helped me, and then helped the other three women over this bigger rock to get up. That was the only time that anybody had to have help. The rest of the time, I just zoomed up there. And then when we got to the top, in his backyard, he has this wall that's all graffiti. It says the wall of champion goal achievement, you know, and it's just a really cool wall. It's all decorated with graffiti in a very artistic way. So we all took our picture in front of that. And so I'm going to be putting that up on my blog and talk about that as another fearless moment where I just faced my fear and did it anyway, out of freedom with compassion for myself and others. So anyway, it was really, that part was really cool. And then just being able to accomplish the goal that we set, both Corinne and I were able to accomplish our goal. And there's actually only four people in the class that completed their goal in the time that he allotted.
Wow.
He gave us 4 hours to do it. If one person took 2 hours and the other took 2 hours, fine, or if one took 1 hour and one took 3 hours, whatever it took to accomplish the goal. So, excuse me. So that was a good, a really good exercise, you know, and it was confidence building. And then just all the notes I took and all the visuals and the PowerPoint presentation on this whole, on these 10 steps is something I'm going to study and internalize, so that I can recognize where I am in the goals that I set. So I'm going to use that along with the 12 steps as we work on our goals this year. So I might be using some of his information as we go along on the steps, because achieving a goal can be augmented by the system that he's developed. So you spend five steps in preparation and then five steps in performance, and recognize when you're in the daily grind so that you can do it, you know, because it might be, for us, the daily grind could last all year, but his background was that he was an Olympian, and it took him 7 years to be in a daily grind, preparing physically and mentally and emotionally to win a gold medal. But there's not any difference in working the system to get a gold medal as it is to work the system to meet any goal in your life, whether it's a physical goal, a mental goal, an emotional goal, a financial goal, a personal relationship goal, whatever it is, you still go through these steps, and you can apply the 12 steps of fearless living right along with it. So I found a lot of congruency between this system and the system of fearless living as well, the 12 steps and the wheel of fear and the wheel of freedom. And he talks about the fear mindset of natural, he calls it the fear of natural man. And then he talks about the champion mindset. And it's just a matter of making choices. It's like Rhonda Britton says, you know, every time you have a choice to make, you can make it out of fear, you can make it out of freedom. And it doesn't mean you're still not afraid. Yep. I was afraid when I was climbing up that. It was good for me to have some fear so that I would be careful and watch where I was stepping and be sure that I wasn't touching poison oak or that I was, you know, not taking a risk that might end up in me falling back down that cliff. But I climbed that cliff in freedom, mm-hmm. using my fear to keep me safe, because that's what fear's job is. But it didn't stop me, and it didn't make me feel incompetent. I was empowered, and that's how we can know that we're in freedom rather than fear. So it's been a really, really busy time for me. I've been gone since September the 18th. I have only slept in my bed once, and that was in between the one day I was home between leaving again. So tomorrow night, yep. I'll get home, and I'm really looking forward to getting home and being home for a while. So it was a fun week.
I'm excited to have you home, too, so we can get some things going.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, awesome. For us, speak for myself. It was get back into, you know, the regular mode when we got home. So, you know, doing laundry and trying to get caught back up with the kids and, you know, get back into the swing of things. And then this weekend, Jay and I actually took a trip to Monterey, and we discussed a lot about what he got from the FFW and things that we wanted to let go of and things that we wanted to do going forward, and we kind of got clear on a few things. And also just filled up our tanks with ocean air and some alone time that we don't get very often. And then when we came back, we actually smudged the house, which if you're not familiar with that, what day was that? Saturday was what they call a black moon, which is the second new moon in the same month. And one of the coaches that's been on the program with us before, Katrina, sent me this article about how you can use the energy of the black moon to kind of let go of old energy and move in new energy. And so they suggested saging your house. And so we went and got a sage stick. And we smudged the whole house, you light it and then it goes out and then you just put the smoke everywhere. And it moves out the old energy and it moves out stagnant energy and it just moves the energy in the house. And since we are all made of energy, it moves the energy within you. And we took the opportunity to move out any bad energy and ask for only good energy to be in our home and within us. We smudged all the kids. Even Liam was very excited about having the smoke being put around him when it was his turn. And so that was really cool. So we kind of all did this whole, all the kids followed me around around the house because we had to put the smoke in, you know, every corner of the house or whatever. They followed me around and, you know, were really into, doing the ceremony, I guess. And it was really cool because afterwards I think kids went to bed, but Jay and I went for a walk, and so we were kind of able to talk about it and kind of, like, you know, release even more and kind of think about the future and start creating and dreaming about the future. And then the next day, the kids and I all took a walk, and everybody was kind of, well, I mean, the whole family took a walk. But even the night before, they had, you know, been talking about how they felt lighter and they felt the house was lighter and that the mood was lighter in the house. So they actually got into it and they felt a difference. So we were excited about that. And we've been just trying to keep that good energy going, that good, you know, movement forward going. And today I went and cleaned the car out and I put up flowers in front of the house and, you know, to decorate for the fall. And, you know, we've just, we had our family night tonight. We kind of talked about it a little bit more. And I think the kids are excited to take this new energy. And it's kind of funny because it, you know, one of the things Jay was saying is that all of these things kind of came together at the same time where, you know, Fearless Generations, the new year is starting. And he had just gone to the FFW. We just did this whole cleansing of the house with the black moon. And it's a Jewish holiday just started. And the Jewish holiday, I forget what it's called, Rosh Hashanah or something like that. But it's about letting go of the old and, you know, starting anew. It's their new year. So all of these things just coming together, you know, in the matter of a couple of days. And so, you know, to use all of this good energy to move forward and to, you know, start, you know, doing those things that maybe we have been holding ourselves back from, or, you know, stepping out and taking new risks, or just letting go of old thoughts or negative thoughts that we might have of ourselves and going forward in this new energy to, you know, create new things for ourselves. So it's it was a really good weekend, really big weekend.
Yeah, it's been general conference as well.
Yeah, we had that as well. So, so old, you know, good vibes in and hopefully, anything negative out. So that's kind of been our focus this weekend. And so with, this year we've gone through the 12 steps. We've had different focuses and, you know, my focus being self-love, yours being self-care. How do you feel this year has brought you forward? Like, is there one thing that you feel like has really changed with your attitude towards self-care that you want to acknowledge yourself for?
Well, I think of the three areas that I had chosen to work on, sleep, exercise, and nutrition, I've done the best with sleeping, and I know that has made a difference in a lot of areas where I now strive to have 7 hours of sleep every night, which I know that affects my level of energy and my mental capacity if I don't get enough sleep. So that I feel I've done really well on. I did really well on the other two for a period of time when I was preparing to go to Iceland and climb on glaciers and do long, you know, a lot of physical exercise and walking and being with a lot of young people. And so I acknowledge myself for doing that and knowing that I can do that. And this weekend when Karina and I were working on her goal, she's going to be taking a year to work on, not quite a whole year, but to work on self-care, both sleep, nutrition, and exercise, and so I'm going to continue that with her as she does her journey and blogging. I'm going to support her in doing that with in March of 2018, climbing down and up the Grand Canyon in one day. So I'm taking that challenge with her, and I'm going to do that with her. So it's not like that goal is going to go away. Neither the goal.
No,
I
feel like they just add upon each other.
Yeah, I feel that too. So I'm committed to start exercising again and do that on a regular basis. I recognize that after doing it last year, that for me to stay committed, I need to mix it up and not always do the same thing every day. So I'm going to set up a regime where 3 days a week I walk, 2 days a week I do the videos, and maybe 2 days a week I'll do something different. I have a couple of videos that I've never even looked at that I thought I'll get those out. I think they're more like dance videos, which maybe I can do that a couple days as well. And then just so that it's not always the same thing, because I get bored easily if it's mix it up. So I'm going to try that just so that I'm moving every day. And now that it's cooler, I can walk in the afternoon. It'll be, which seems to be the best time for me, like before dinner, not after dinner, and then do the other exercises in the morning if I do them right when I get up. Otherwise, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep trying to work at that and recognize and have compassion for myself and just keep plugging along on that. But I'm doing really well on the sleeping part and trying to eat better and, you know, less fast food and less fried food. And I do pretty good at that some days.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, so that's what I've done. So how about you?
Well, my focus this year has been self-love, and I feel like I have I've really stepped into that. I feel like almost like I'm a different person. One of the main things that I did is I set up boundaries for myself, and I'm almost to the point now where it's not even that much of a conversation that I have with myself when I'm not giving as much as I used to. So I can tell that I've grown that way, because I don't have as long of a conversation with myself. Because before, like, you know, when I was just starting to set up the boundaries, you know, I might beat myself up like, oh, I can give more. I can, you know, I can do more. But I had set, you know, a limit with myself. And then also there were times where, because one thing would be, you know, time that I give people, like either on the phone or basically on the phone, supporting them or, you know, something to that effect. And I had friends where I would tell them, okay, I'm practicing this boundary of not, you know, being on the phone so long, you know. And so then it wasn't when I was then trying to, you know, get off, it wasn't like this big struggle, because they knew that was something that I was practicing. So I knew that I wasn't offending them because they knew I was practicing a boundary, but also they would encourage me like, oh, okay, you know, we've been on the phone for this long, you know, is there anything, you know, really important you want to say or whatever, you know, we can totally get off now. And, you know, so I had some really great friends supporting me, with that boundary as well. But now it's like, now it's not even that long of a conversation. So I can see that growth, that difference. I think also I speak up more for myself, even if it's going to cause a conflict. And I don't beat myself up for using different ways of communication, because I don't think we always have to have a conversation face to face. Some conversations are more comfortable over the phone. Some are more comfortable in a text or in an email. And if that's the only way you can start the conversation is in a text or an email, then I think it's important, and it's still a valuable step to take, you know, to be able to express yourself. And so I let go of some judgment there as well. And if the conversation needed to happen in an email, then it happened in an email. I've seen my growth there as well. And I think that with my first goal, it was, you know, decluttering my space and creating more space for new things to come in. And I feel that this year I'm loving myself more and I'm setting boundaries. And so the things that are coming in are only things that are going to support me and move me forward. And so I think that they definitely add upon themselves because I'm still decluttering my house. I mean, I have, you know, 6 other people live with me. So things are constantly coming in as well as, you know, I bring things in as well. So things are constantly coming in. And so we're always, you know, deciding, is this something that we keep or is this something that moves on? So that's something I'm going to be doing constantly. And I think that loving myself is also going to be a lifelong process. And that, you know, with each choice, hopefully I'm choosing to love myself more. And so I think definitely that these focuses or these goals or these intentions that we're setting each year are just going to build upon each other as we move forward into the next year.
Yeah, it's kind of like practicing the steps of awareness and willingness. You know, once you're aware that that's really something that's going to impact your core, you know, and your essential nature, then you practice it for a year, and it doesn't mean that, oh, I've got it now. You know, it's something that now you're aware of will be a self-sustaining behavior, you know, a proactive behavior, something that affirms your goal, and you know it's right because you resonate with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for sure.
All right, so do you want to share with our listeners and me what is going to be your focus for our new Fearless Generation year?
We'll have to do that really fast because I think our time is up.
It's getting close.
Yeah, the clock here says 9:30. So, well, I think for this year what I'm going to do is the goal that I have to become a speaker this year, I'm going to concentrate on learning the knowledge and the skills to become a speaker and put myself out there to volunteer to do speeches. And by the end of the year, I hope that I will be giving keynote speeches or doing them on video or on YouTube. Some way I'm getting out there either digitally or in person as a speaker.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's going to be an awesome goal for you this year, and you've already started it, and we already have goals to support you with it. So I think it's going to be an amazing year for you. I'm excited. My focus this year is going to be we have 90 seconds. My focus this year is going to be stepping into my personal power, and I think that that's going to show up in a lot of different ways. And I'm excited to see where it leads me. And I think that that really plays with my attitude of, you know, hatching into the rock star that you are. And so really stepping into that, being my rock, you know, the rock star that I am in all of the different aspects of my life. So personal goals that I have of having more of a routine and self-care, and then also just stepping up as a mom, adding a child to my family, you know, and so that's going to be a challenge and really stepping into that and owning my role as a mom and my ability to be a good mom. And then also, you know, with our business stepping up, I'm going to be doing a new training in this new year where I'll be able to co-facilitate instead of just support workshops with Terry, and so stepping up with my business as well. So just really stepping up, owning who I am and, you know, shining bright for those who we are supporting.
Awesome. Okay, well,
I'm excited.
We'll be starting over with the first
awareness.
Awareness next week. So everyone be kind
and
connected to yourself this week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, and feel free to share with us your focus on the Facebook page, and go and subscribe to our mailing list on our website, which is fearlessgenerations.org. So thanks, everybody. Have a great night. Thanks for coming out and listening, and be fearless.
Good night.